Good afternoon. Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to another Clearwater Jazz Holiday Foundation's Young Lions Jazz Master Virtual Sessions. I'm your host today. My name is Michael Kernodle, and I have the distinct pleasure, and I do mean pleasure, to interview the great educator Tyler Wertman. And guess what? Today's topic is how to achieve your best tone quality on the trombone. So you're in for a treat. I want to just remind you, you know, if you're with us live, don't forget, you can type in your questions. You're going to be muted right now, but if you have any questions, type it in the chat, and we're going to leave some time at the end of this session to answer anything that you may have. And I'm pretty sure you're going to have a lot of great questions for this good content that you're about to see. I want to remind everybody, you can enjoy today's session and all the free sessions. They're posted on our website, www.clearwaterjazz.com/education. You can go back into our archives and check out all the great things that we have there. And don't forget, maybe you have a future suggestion, a topic that you want us to look into. Well, you can check us out on, email us at info@clearwaterjazz.com. So we couldn't do this without a sponsor. So we want to thank our sponsors for the studio archives or our past sessions at clearwaterjazzeducation.com. And that outreach section is brought to you by Blue Water Wealth Management at Stewart Partners and Duke Energy, as well as the Young Lion podcast available wherever you go. And that's brought to you by our friends at Marine Max Clearwater. You can just search Young Lions Jazz Master Virtual Sessions wherever you stream. The next voice you're going to hear is the great Tyler Wertman. Welcome back. The stage is all yours.
Mike, welcome back for yourself. And thank you, as always, for a wonderful introduction there. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you, Clearwater Jazz Holiday, for continuing in 2022 to put on this great educational program, educational for students and pros alike. This is a great resource, as Mr. Kernodle was just saying, at any time, anywhere, on any instrument. Okay, we have tips and tricks, so to speak, on any facet regarding jazz, classical music, gigging, your career. Okay, so I really enjoy being here as well. And so our topic today is something we've mentioned in the past, okay, but we've never really had a specific lesson, so to speak, on this topic, which is achieving your best tone on the trombone, right? Much like any wind instrument, okay, there's going to be a main component to a great sound, great tone, great intonation. And I'll give you a hint, it's not the lips and it's not the tongue, okay? We'll get to that in a second. Okay, and so when we talk about tone on the trombone, tone has different registers. That's very important to think of, because the tone for a, let's say, in our bass clef, concert B flat right on top of the staff, if we were to play that with a full tone, that's going to be a different approach than playing the B flat on the bottom of the staff to achieve the same result. If I played that low B flat with the same air speed, attack, and everything as the first B flat, probably sound like this. Not very good, but on the top B flat, it fits, okay? Airspeed. Airspeed is going to be a very dominant factor in your tone production. Are you not thinking of your airspeed? Well, if not, you might fall into this category. Sometimes I see students when they play, sometimes let's just say they're playing a major scale, right? One octave. And as we are ascending, our airspeed should be getting faster. Okay. And as we are descending, the airspeeds should be kind of getting slower, but I like to think of it as becoming more open. Okay. And so if we can think of our air as a hose of water without any thing on top, the water is coming out. Okay. With a thumb slightly over, the water is shooting out a little bit faster. Okay. This is the equivalent to maybe playing that top B flat octave. Now, for the B flat above that, maybe that's the equivalent of putting the thumb almost closed entirely on the hose, causing the water speed to exit very quickly and rapidly. Okay, this is the same thing as our air, that we should be controlling it in the same facet to have a speed match the register that we're playing, so to speak. Okay, so air speed is our number one goal here. Okay, are you playing low? Well, maybe you need to think of a O approach. Toe, do, low. Are you playing in the middle? Well, maybe you need to have an ah airspeed. Ta, da, la. Okay. Are you playing in the upper register? Well, E, T, D, Li. Okay. These are going to be the quote unquote articulations you have to use to get those airspeeds happening. O, ah, E. If you say that, O, ah, E, where does the center of your tongue go from O to E? It raises, O, ah, E. And so by having that raised cavity, okay, that actually makes our exit pathway for the air, so to speak, even smaller. Okay, this is the thumb all the way on top of the hose, causing very rapid airspeed. Okay, perfect for your upper register. Okay, but you need to be aware of your airspeed, because if you're just using ta for everything from pedal B flat to, you know, super B flat or whichever note, that's not necessarily going to work. And if you are managing to get those notes to speak, well, I bet it's pretty inconsistent. And so these things can help you clean your articulation and your tone, leading to a more consistent sound. Okay. And that's the number one goal when we're playing the trombone, is to have a consistent sound, consistent legato, soft tonguing, hard tonguing. If you noticed, la, da, ta, l, d, t, these three beginnings of the articulation allow you to have a legato, soft, or hard articulation. Okay. And you can have different lengths of ta, ta. Right? Different weights, different dynamics as well. So there's a lot to practice regarding your air and articulation. This is something I have my students do in the first month of our lessons. And I definitely recommend you guys at home think about these things if you're not already. Okay. Maybe you're having trouble slot your high C. Well, maybe you need to use an T articulation rather than a ta articulation, because ta is just a bit more open. Okay, perfect for your middle C, but for the C above that, you might need faster air. Okay, and again, air, that was the key word that I mentioned earlier that we were going to go back on. It's just the most important factor in building tone on a brass instrument, almost on any instrument rather than a string instrument rather, or percussion. But the air drives the sound. I cannot stress that enough. Okay, if you have no sound to drive, well, the air needs to get going, do some more work here. But the lips and the tongue only control and manage what the air is doing. Oftentimes, students in high school or maybe even earlier have this notion that the lips and the tongue make things more powerful, making them play higher if they squeeze their lips tighter,
and they can get a fatter sound if they just shove the tongue in the middle of the teeth. Well, kind of, but that's leading to really, really, really bad habits, and we should not be doing that. Why? Consistency. It's inconsistent how much tongue you're throwing in your mouth, right? But with ta, da, la, ti, di, li, to, all of these, we can remain consistent and practice these articulations and control our sound rather than hoping for the best and just shooting for something. And that's another thing that I see students do as well. When they're playing maybe a legato figure, it's not as connected as it could be for a number of reasons. Okay, and again, the air needs to remain fluid, just like the water, right? You don't see water coming out of a hose choppy unless it's a sprinkler head, right? But this is not a sprinkler head system here. For legato playing, the water needs to continue to flow, but our finger just maybe taps in between the airspeed. So I'll play four legato quarter notes. Play it again. So hopefully you heard the air remaining consistent in the tongue, simply interrupting, not even interrupting, just sort of slicing through. And for our soft tongue, maybe a da articulation. Four quarter notes again. A hard articulation. Okay, and with each of these, I'm matching air, but I'm also matching that articulation, that ta, ta, da, da, la, la, right? All of the, or low, depending on where you are on your instrument. And again, that's going to be different for everyone. Where I use my O to open up on my instrument, on the partials that I choose, now that's going to be specific for me in my playing. So it's really important as a player for you to understand, when should my airspeed change, so to speak, to get the best possible tone or sound on the trombone. Okay. And again, so a lot of what we talked about is air, right? Use of air, placement of air, and recognition of air. Well, that's how you develop great tone. Okay. Tone is not something that just happens overnight, so to speak. They call them long tones, right, for a reason, because the air needs to remain consistent throughout. Again, there's a key word, consistency. I definitely recommend you all to practice in a very consistent manner. We've had Clearwater Jazz sessions on how to develop your warm-up routine. And with those warm-up routines, I hope you are taking note of what articulations you're using. Okay, maybe you do your long tones, lip slurred, tonguing exercises, all your stuff. And at the end, maybe you practice your scales. Well, that's wonderful. That's what I do. But how are you practicing your scales? Are you practicing it the same way every time, so to speak? Well, maybe that's not challenging you. And maybe that's not working on weaknesses in your playing that you could be addressing in this early period. Okay. And that's something else, is being conscious of what's going on with your air, for instance, how it's affecting your playing. One great tool that we have is a recording device. Okay. Whether that's just a recorder or your phone, right? Everyone has a phone with voice memo, things like that. Or even, you know, if you really want to get on another level, record yourself digitally on video to see your playing habits. Okay. And that might be a little extreme for some, but if you're really trying to address tendencies in your playing, I think these steps are vital. Okay. And the last thing that I will say here, before I wrap things up, is if you're doing all of these things and you're still not seeing results in your tone that you would like, okay, well, then maybe it's time to start addressing equipment, okay, depending on what size mouthpiece, okay, you could be playing on. Maybe it's too small or tapered. Okay, this is a Marcinkiewicz mouthpiece. Notice its conical shape here, opposed to a Bock. Okay, Bock's going to have a little bit more metal on the outside. Okay, a little bit more metal to vibrate, to resonate. For me, I love the Marcinkiewicz's for the rim going into the bottom shaft here, because that is where the vibration travels through and it's more directional for me. Okay. And everyone, again, has their tendencies. Maybe you're playing on a lead pipe that's too small. Okay. Maybe you should try, opening up to a larger diameter of lead pipe or vice versa. Okay. Are you not getting the upper register that you're wanting, but your lower register feels, very open. Okay. Well, maybe try switching to a smaller lead pipe, vice versa. Okay. And if you're still not getting results set for that, call me. Okay. We will work on something and we will figure this out together. But Mr. Knodel, that's everything I had in building tone quality on trombone.
Well, you know what? First of all, this is a great session. You dropped a lot of jewels here. One thing I did like, you said to record yourself playing. And I don't think any musician can record themselves too much. I've always heard it's a time stamp of where you are at that point of time, far as your skills and your playing. So I would highly recommend, whether you're a young player or advanced, the recording is not biased. It will tell you the truth. And that's the thing. Sometimes our ears, it plays tricks on us. We think we sound a certain way, but that recording is so valuable because it's going to, reflect it truthfully. So I think that's a very good tool that you said. And also record them visually, seeing what your embouchure looks like, because, we can play, especially brass instruments, and we may not see that we're off centered a little bit or something's off, and not many of us just walk around playing in the mirror. That's a little weird, but,
it's tough, right?
Yeah, it's tough. So those are two great things I really, really like. And you also talked about the different types of mouthpieces, different type of tongs, a die and a top. So, all of these tools that you've given us, we can go back, we can rewind this session and practice it along with you. So, if you're here, you join us today, we really want you to spread the word. This could be a game changer when it comes to your style of playing. Maybe you heard something today that's going to make you sound 10 times better. And I've been one of those musicians before where I heard something and tried it and said, that was the missing key. So if you like what you hear, tell other people about these sessions with Clearwater Jazz Holiday Foundation. I mean, the Young Lion Jazz Master Virtual Session is designed just for that, to give you this content. It's education, and it's awesome, awesome, awesome. So don't forget, you can always see this session and future sessions, past sessions, at our website, www.clearwaterjazz.com/education. And we would love to hear feedback. If you love Tyler's sessions, Tell us about it. If you love all the others, please, we want to hear from you. Just email us at info@clearwaterjazz.com. I've been your guest host today, Michael Kernodal. This has been Tyler Wertman. Thank you so much, Tyler, for giving us a great session. And we're going to see everybody next time. And until then, keep swinging.
Thank you for listening to Clearwater Jazz Holidays Young Lions Jazz Master Virtual Sessions. Thank you to our friends at Marine Max Clearwater for helping to present this podcast series. To learn more about the Clearwater Jazz Holiday Annual Festival tradition, other special events throughout the year, and our year-round education and outreach, please visit clearwaterjazz.com.